start your day the Torah, Reb Binyamin Aaron Shoy.
Today I would like to discuss a shayla of Rosh Chodesh. 2 days' time is Rosh Chodesh, and last week Sedra was Parshas Pinchas as well. And today's shia I want to be Magdish Il Nishmas Levi Gavriel Ben Nota Chaim Zechrona Levracha. I still feel I'm missing him. His smile, his good vort, his yashrus. I think it's something I'll always remember. So the shaylan Rosh Chodesh is, which happens every Rosh Chodesh. It's not Rosh Chodesh of every Rosh Chodesh besides for Rosh Hashanah. The problem is the Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh. Now we learn on Rosh Chodesh 3 parshas. If you have a look in the Siddur, and I had to work it out, I took a Siddur. We learn 3 parshas on Rosh Chodesh. The first parsha we learn on Rosh Chodesh is Parshas HaTomid. In the Parshas HaTomid, there is 8 psukim. The second parsha we learn on Rosh Chodesh is Parshas Uvayim HaShabbos. There's 2 psukim. And then the third parsha we learn on Rosh Chodesh of Rosh Chodeshem, there is 5 psukim. So in total, you've got 13 psukim, fifteen psukim, which you are learning, and you've got 4 kruim, so 4 aliyahs. So the chayra, it shouldn't be a problem to split up 15 psukim with it for 4 aliyahs. But the problem here is that they are 3 parshias, and there is halacha that you cannot stop within 3 psukim of a parsha, and you cannot begin an aliyah within 3 psukim of a parsha. Why is there such a halacha? The halacha that you're not allowed to start within 3 psukim of a parsha, the reason is the chashash, the Gemara says, chashash hanichnosim. That it seems like in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, there were lots of goings on, ins and outs, in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. And so there used to be people which walked in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, and they saw that somebody is getting an aliyah, let's say, 2 psukim from a parsha. So the first hanocha, the people which walked into shul, is that aliyahs always stop by a parsha. That standard stopping place where it says pei or samach, that's where you stop. That's where the aliyah stopped. So now let's say you walk into shul and you see the next aliyah, let's say Levi. Let's call Shlishi. Shlishi is starting his aliyah within 2 psukim of a parsha. So the person who walks into shul thinks, why did he start this aliyah over here? Must have been the previous aliyah, he must have only got 2 psukim. So the people which come into shul, they'll say, oh, you can have an aliyah of 2 psukim. And the halacha is, there's no, there's, there's no aliyah less than three psukim. So that we've got a chashash, a gezeira, that the nechnosim, those that come into shul, will say, oh, that the previous aliyah was two psukim. There is another chashash called chashash hayoytzim. People which go out of shul in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. So they'll see that you finish the aliyah within two psukim of the end of the parsha. So they'll think, what will the next aliyah get? The next aliyah is only going to get two psukim. So Mela, they'll say you can give an aliyah for two psukim, less than three psukim. And Mela Chazal said that you cannot stop in the aliyah within two psukim of a parsha, the end of the parsha, and you cannot start an aliyah within two psukim or one posuk of the beginning of the parsha. That is a chashash hanechnosim and chashash hayetzim. So now let's work out Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh, you have to have four aliyahs. Now in the first parsha, there's eight psukim. So what are you going to do with these eight psukim? Now let's say you give the Kohen three psukim, you give the Levi also three psukim, but then you're within two psukim of the end of the parsha, so you cannot stop there. So what will you have to do? So all you do, you give the Kohen four psukim, the Levi four psukim, or if the Kohen wants some more, we'll give the Kohen five psukim, and the Levi will give three psukim. Now, what will give the Shlishi? So the Shlishi will give him of a Yom HaShabbos. We can't give him Yom HaShabbos, because Yom HaShabbos is only two psukim. So what will we do? We'll go over Yom HaShabbos, and we'll go into the next parasha, in the parasha of Rosh Chodeshem. So, but we'll have to make sure that the Revi is left with three psukim. So if you're going to go two psukim, one pasuk into Rosh Chodeshem, then the Revi is starting within two psukim of the beginning of the parasha. So what should you do here? It's a matzav which you are stuck. You can't say, you know, maybe you will add on different parshas. If you have a look in Parshas Pinchas, the Sedra doesn't finish after Rosh Chodeshem. Yeah, the starts the Kabbonos of Pesach after that. So maybe we should continue Kabbonos of Pesach. No, you can't continue. You can't lay in Kabbonos of Pesach on Rosh Chodesh. Bishleim Shabbos, because the Teretz is Rosh Chodesh can more be on Shabbos. So maybe Rosh Chodesh can more be on Shabbos. So Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos have got a Sheiches. Oh, but Pesach can never fall on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh and Pesach do not go together. Maybe you'll be able to lay in Rosh Hashanah Kriya on Rosh Chodesh, but not Pesach. Not Pesach, not Shavuos, and not Sukkos. Now, Rosh Hashanah, if you want to lay in Rosh Hashanah, you'll have to be medalic, and in order to be medalic b'Torah. So, Mela, we are contained for these 15 psukim, and we've got a problem here. So, what is the solution to this problem? So there's many solutions to this problem, which the Rishonim discuss the solutions. So there is one solution that we do. Yeah? Now the we do is not a we. Yeah, we're not going to call it a minig Ashkenaz or in Etzrol there's in some places there's a different minig. Our minig is minig hagoinim, which the Rif brings down minig hagoinim. That means, I imagine the goinim is Rav Sadigon, Rav Haigon, Rav Shririgon. That's our minig. Our minig is heyois. There's no. It's really the Gemara brings up this problem. Al shaila, what's the maskon of the Gemara? So the minig hagoinim is our solution that the Kohen lanes three psukim. And after the Kohen, the Levi, he repeats the third posuk of the Kohen. and we let the Levi lane three psukim. So now the Kohen, so in between the Kohen and the Levi, we've covered five psukim. That means the Kohen lane three psukim. The Levi repeats the third pasuk of the Kohen, and he lanes another two psukim. So we've covered five psukim, and now we've got left for the Shlishi in the Parsha Satomed. We've got left three psukim, and now the Shaila, where do you stop? There's a Shaila, where do you stop now for the Shlishi? Do you stop for the Shlishi by Uve Yoyim HaShabbos? Or, like we do, I will stop for the Shlishi after Uve Yoyim HaShabbos. That's a Shaila.
Oh.
Oh. So the Levi is taka a problem for the Nichnosim. But there's no Eitzah. So we've got no brera, so we have to do this. Well, that means b'mokim d'loy efsha, when there's no etzer, then we overlook the problem of nichnosim. That's the solution of the goinim. So in other words, to get to this solution, we've been bypassed two problems. Because there's another problem, that the halacha, that you're not allowed to repeat what you've already learned. And here, what you're doing, you're repeating what you've learned as well. So what do you do? What? Yeah, that's mokem bloyesha. When there's no possibility, then we repeat. But when there is a possibility, we don't repeat. So here, because there's no other possibility, so mamela, we're repeating the third pasuk of the Kohen again for the Levi, and we've got a problem of the nichnosim. We've bypassed also.
When you saw the pasuk earlier, start the pasuk.
It's gone the shaykh to Rosh Chodesh.
Has no skill to Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, it's gonna shy. It has to be me'en hayoyim. So Mamela, we've been over basically on two problems. Number one, repeating, and number two, the chashash of nechnosim. So the Ramban asks a moiridik kasha. Why did you have to bypass two problems to find a solution? I can find you a solution without bypassing two problems. We'll be over only on one problem. So what is the solution of the Ramban? The Ramban's got a poshut solution. Kohen will lane the first four psukim in Parshas Atomit. Levi will lane the second four psukim in Parshas Atomit. So Parshas Atomit has been covered by the Kohen and Levi. Parshas Uve Yoyim HaShabbos will give to the Shlishi, and one posuk in Parsha of Uve Rosh Chodeshim, and Gor Gevaldik, Zok the Ramban. Yeah, so he's getting a Kriya Mamish Me'en Hayoyim Uve Rosh Chodeshim, giving the Shlishi a Kriya Me'en Hayoyim. Aye, what are you going to say that the Chashash of Nichnosim, I'm not allowed to start an Aliyah within two psukim or one pasuk at the beginning of the parsha? You're anyway doing that. You're doing that on by the Levi. You're also doing that. You're starting within two psukim with the beginning of the parsha. So that you're anyway doing. So what do I gain by this eighth of the Ramban? So the Ramban said, I don't have to repeat. I don't have to do two chashashas if I can.
Are you splitting the subject, if you like?
What, of Rosh Chodeshim?
Yeah, the fourth.
No, so if you have a look, if Rosh Chodeshim, in the parish of Rosh Chodeshim, why didn't Ramban say the first posuk? Why didn't he give him the second posuk as well? Because the first posuk of Rosh Chodeshim is a kabonus, the rest of the parish is a nesochim. So we've split the kabonus and the nesochim. That's Ramban's eitzah. So just do the chashash of nechnosim. Why do you have to repeat? That's the Ramban's kasha. So the Rishonim have got, there's two terutzim in the Rishonim on for this kasha. So the The Ran says that nobody does diluk. Have you ever seen that for Kriyas HaTorah you repeat? Besides for Chol HaMoed Sukkos, when you've got no Eitzah and Eitzah Tzrol, you repeat Mamish the same day again and again, four times over the same day. Yeah, here we repeat the Sveik of the Yoma, we repeat, but you never find it that you repeat. So that is a Dova Meshuna, to repeat the same thing again.
You didn't need to. Here you got matzah, very short.
Oh. Right. So the Ramban. Oh, very good. So the Ramban says, You're worried about the nechnosim and the yoytzim. Yeah. So you're saying monoshoch the lechashash of nechnosim. So the Ramban says, oh, but why? The Ran says, why are you not worried about the people which are in shul? If they see every Rosh Chodesh, what happens that the Kohen gets the first four psukim of Parshat Tomid, Levi the next four psukim, and the Shlishi gets of Yom HaShabbos and the first posuk of Rosh Chodeshem, they'll think, normal thing to do. No problem to do. But when you do it together with a diluk, that means repeating, that's already not normal. So there is some problem here. And if there is some problem, so the people standing in shul will say, there must be some reason here why we're doing it. Then they'll work it out. It's lo efsha, and mamela, they'll have the teretz. But if you do it straight, like the Ramban suggested, they'll think, that's normal. That you can do. That's the Ran's teretz. The Rashba has come along with mamish, a new teretz. The Rashba says, now till now we've understood that the nechnosim, they walk into shul at the beginning of an aliyah, and they see that the person starts the aliyah within two psukim at the beginning of the parasha. Must be that the previous aliyah got an aliyah only of two psukim. Is Zokta Rashba, is there a time when they walk into shul, these nechnosim? Do they only come in at the beginning of aliyah? You know, they can also arrive into shul in middle of an aliyah. And they'll be machlit. Yeah, the nechnosim, not simple, they make binyonim with suggestions of what's happening here. And they'll walk into shul at the beginning of the parasha of a Rosh Chodeshem. That's when they'll walk into shul. Yeah, and they'll think, we've just caught it in time, just after he made the brachas, and we've just walked in mamash on time. Wow! So they'll walk in just after the Yom HaShabbos, yeah, in middle of the year, as they're starting with Rosh Chodeshem. And then a posuk later, the year's over. So it must be. It must be that what's happened here, that his aliyah started with Rosh Chodeshem.
But it's not the first time he came to shul.
Sorry?
It's not the first time they came to shul.
It's late because it's
after shul. What happened the last Rosh Chodesh?
Who's coming late?
What? Yeah, he maybe didn't realize what's happening, I don't know. Yeah. So the Rashba says that if you do the Ramban's Eitzah, there'll be two chashoshes of nechnosim. There'll be a chashash of nechnosim in middle of Shlishi, if they walk in at the beginning of a parash of Rosh Chodeshem. And there's another problem in nechnosim by the Revi, if they walk in just before Revi, and they'll say the Revi was starting of a pasuk into the second pasuk of Rosh Chodeshem, so they'll say that the previous aliyah only got one. The previous aliyah only got one pasuk. So Mamela, the Ramban, the Rashba says the Ramban's Eitzah has also got two chashoshes to it. So it's better for us to repeat an aliyah than have two chashoshes of nechnosim. That's the Rashba's teretz. Now there's another solution. That was the Ramban's solution to the problem. There's another solution to the problem, which that is that the Masechta Sofrim has got another solution to the problem. The next solution to the problem is that the Kohen should lain 3 Psukim, the Levi lain 3 Psukim, so we're up to 6 Psukim, and we've got 2 Psukim left of the end of the Parshas HaTomid. We'll give the Shlishi those last 2 Psukim, and over Yom HaShabbos. So Mamela, we've only got, so what will be the Chashash? The Chashash is the Yoitzim, are the people which are going to go out of Shul. Now they'll say, oh, that the Shlish is only going to get 2 Psukim. So the Shoinim ask, yeah, anyway, you've got a problem here of Nechnosim. So we have to bypass some problem. Or we're going to bypass the problem of Nechnosim. So let's bypass the problem of the Yoitzim. And what will we gain from this? We won't have to repeat any Pasuk. Yeah, it's a very simple eight to this. The Kohen, 3 Psukim. The Levi, 3 Psukim. So we're up to 6 Psukim. We're finished within 2 Psukim of the end of the Pasha. So the Chashash of the Yoitzim. Okay, we anyway have to do the Chashash of the Yoitzim. Or Nechnosim or Yoitzim. What's the difference? Oh, but we'll gain. We don't have to repeat the Pasuk.
Why do you have to worry about Nechnosim and Yoitzim flour? Why does it need to look after the Lord?
Why do I have to look after these people? No, if they're going to learn...
Yeah, there are meat people coming.
Why should we... could be the learn Lamokim Acha. I mean, the Gzeri is the learn Lamokim Acha, and already they'll... You don't know what happens from mistakes. Yeah. So, I mean, how many people are nechnosim v'yotzim? I mean, there's many chashoshes. Our whole Kriyas HaTorah nowadays is built on the nechnosim v'yotzim. Bizman Chazal, the takona of Kriyas HaTorah was that the first oyla made the brocha rishona, and the last one made the brocha achrona. Because of nechnosim v'yotzim, everyone makes a brocha nowadays. Yeah, so these nechnosim yoitzim seem to, I don't know, maybe it's a market, it's a chesed, I don't know what's going on there.
I'm asking, when did it come in?
What?
When did it start worrying about?
When it started happening. When the tkufa happened, that people... Yeah, nechnosim yoitzim. I understand, maybe the yoitzim have to go to work, or the nechnosim, what were they doing? They came from work. I don't know, I'm not quite sure what they were doing. What? They come home? When? I mean, by Mincha Natanis. What? Overslept. Yeah, they worked from net to Shkia. Yeah, there's no messing around. Yeah. Oh. So the answer to this kasha, why don't we do this solution? So the Maisa, we've got this solution. So the Chayre, this solution is also a good solution. Kohen, 3 Psukim, Levi, 3 Psukim, and the Shlishi, the last 2 Psukim of Parshas HaTomid, and we'll give him a Yom HaShabbos, and we don't have to repeat, we've got one Chashash. So the Rashba says, the Chashash of the Yoitzim is a greater Chashash than the Nechnosim. It seems like there's more people leaving Shul in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah than people entering Shul in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. So now, if we've got an option, which chashash should we bypass? Should we bypass the chashash of the Yoitzim, or should we bypass the chashash of Nechnosim? It's better for us to bypass the chashash of Nechnosim, and even so, we'll have to do another chashash because of that. We'll have to repeat, then better doing the chashash of the Yoitzim, because chashash of the Yoitzim is a greater chashash. That's the Rashba's terror to this kasha. Now there is another teretz of this kasha, which that is the Ran. The Ran says, if you're going to do this Eitzah, Kohen 3 psukim, Levi 3 psukim, and then the Shlishi is going to get the next 2 psukim, and he'll get over Yom HaShabbos, so there's not going to be any hecker that you're doing something interesting here. So the people which are standing in shul, they'll think this is normal practice that you can start within 2 psukim at the end of a parsha. And if this is normal practice, so Mamela, they'll say there's no problem, and Mamela, they'll do it always. Or but if you're going to repeat, then there is the hekka, and Mamela, there'll be no chashash of the nechnosim. I mean, in other words, according to the Ran, you always have to, if you're going to be over on the chashash of the nechnosim or the chashash of the yoitzim, it has to come along with another hekka.
You've got a hekka, you've got
4 people 4 years. Yeah, but that's, people don't think about that. When you do something interesting, then it starts shinui. When it is a shinui, you start asking questions.
That's the poor people getting the
liar. So what?
That is a riot. It's a
shchedesh. Yeah, so it's a shchedesh. Okay, it's a shchedesh. So they haven't made up a shinui in the actual kriyas haTorah. Now the pre-chodosh has come along with a new teretz, and the pre-chodosh has been mechadish here a whole new chiddush. The pre-chodosh says, what did the Rashba say? The Rashba on the Ramban's kasha, on the eitz of the Ramban, was that you should give the Kohen 4 psukim, Levi 4 psukim, and the Shlishi will give him over Yom HaShabbos and one pasuk into the parasha of Rosh Chodshechem. That was the Ramban solution. What did the Rashba say? The Rashba says that people will enter shul at the beginning of Rosh Chodshechem, and they'll see the finish of pasuk later. So if they'll see that you finish a pasuk later, so Mamela, there'll be a chashash of 2 chashashes of nechnosim, that on the people which entered shul as the starting of Rosh Chodshechem. So the Prichodosh says, if we're going to do this Eitzah, that Kohen 3 psukim, Levi 3 psukim, and then the Shlishi will give him the last 2 psukim of Parshas Tomit, and all the Yom HaShabbos. So what's going to happen now? There's going to be people which are going to enter shul at the beginning of the Yom HaShabbos. If the people are going to enter shul now at the beginning of a Yom HaShabbos, so what will they see? That you finish the parasha of a Yom HaShabbos, and that's the end of the Aliyah. So they'll say, you know what happened here? That this Shlishi only got 2 psukim. That's what we'll say. So now we've got two chashoshes. Number one, the people which are leaving shul at the end of the Levi, they'll say that the next Aliyah is only going to get 2 psukim, because we've only got 2 psukim left in Parashas HaTomid. What are we going to say? And now we're going to have another chashash, as if people which are going to enter shul just as he's starting over Yom HaShabbos, and then they see that you finish over Yom HaShabbos, so what are you going to say? So only 2 psukim. So Mamela, the Prichodosh says that you've got 2 chashashes here. One chashash of the Yoitzim, and one chashash of the Nechnosim. So in other words, you've gained nothing. That's what the Prichodosh says. What are you trying to do? You shouldn't have 2 chashashes, you should only have 1 chashash. By doing this, you're still stuck with 2 chashashes. So that's why we can't do the solution of this other solution, Kohen 3 psukim, Levi 3 psukim, and then start with the Shlishi, the last 2 psukim, because we'll have the chashash of the Yotzim, the end of the Levi, and the chashash of the Nechnosim when they come in the beginning of the Yom HaShabbos.
Even though we're
leaders, we've got chashash and Nechnosim. Right. Yeah, very good. So Well, we'll come to that point in Mitzvah. So Memela, so the Prichodosh comes along with a great chiddush halacha lemaisa. The Prichodosh says that you cannot finish an aliyah after a parsha of two psukim, because there might be people which come into aliyah just in the middle of the aliyah, as he's starting the parsha of the two psukim, and they'll see they finish at the end of the parsha, and Memela, the people say the whole aliyah was only two psukim. So Memela zok the Prichodosh, you cannot finish a parsha aliyah at the end of a parsha of two psukim, and that's the Prichodosh Israel why we don't do this etzah. So zokt. So lemaisa, if you have a look in our chumashim, I'll just give you one place. If you have a look in Parshas Chukas, I think the aliyah of Revi. The aliyah of Revi is just after a parsha of two psukim, so we don't do the prechodosh. But the ma'isa, if you have a look in Chumash, there's many times. I think in Eschanon there's also a time that the aliyah is just after a parsha of two psukim. If you go through the Seder, there's many times it happens. Who was Masada these aliyahs? These aliyahs, Chazal weren't Masada them.
Yeah, but I know.
Yeah, it seems like something like 200, 300 years ago. There is a halacha that you have to be Masayim B'dova Toiv for Yaschil B'dova Toiv. And it has to be, it can't be stum in the middle of an Indian either. It has to be, so somebody... when there's no Breira, end of the Sedras. Yeah, end of the Sedras, no Breira. But when there is a Breira, we always try to finish, I mean, Yaschu B'dova Toiv, Yisayim B'dova Toiv. So Mamela, it was getting a bit out of hand. So somebody sat down and made for himself a Seder, and slowly it crept into, that's what everybody does. Yeah, I think in the Gaon, in Maaser Rav, the Gaon is not happy with our Sheni, Shlishi, Zerviz, it should be in different places, he's not happy with all of them. However, Lemaaser, that's what... He wasn't the one who was Masadah this, he wasn't Choshesh for this Prichodosh not to finish a parsha, an aliyah after a parsha of Tupsukim. The Maaser, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should be Choshesh for it, that you shouldn't finish an aliyah after a parsha of Tupsukim. But I don't think the Minig Olam is as I. I think the Minig Olam is... What? What, the Dinah Radim? Okay, it's possible, yeah.
Before my time.
Yeah, okay, it could be. I don't know what the Chofetz Chaim done in Radim. Yeah, it could be Taka. He didn't finish at the end of a parasha of two psukim.
There might be some people around who were in the yeshiva in his time.
Yeah, I suppose, well, Tofrish, Sadi Gimel, yeah.
Not that many.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There have to be 90, over 90 for it. Yeah. That they were Bochrim, unless they were children at the time. Yeah, it's Shaykh. So, besides for Rosh Chodesh, you are allowed to finish after Uva Yom HaShabbos, because Tosfos in Megillah, basically in Tosfos in Megillah, Daf Chof Beis Omad Aleph, Tosfos is klar like the Prichodosh, and Tosfos mavur that you shouldn't be finishing after a parsha of two psukim, and Tosfos asks, "Ay, Rosh Chodesh, we do it." Ezok Tosfos, because everybody knows that's what you do on Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh is different, Mamela, there's no Chashash. But otherwise, you shouldn't be finishing, Mavua and Tosfos, you shouldn't be finishing after a parsha of two psukim. Oh, so the Maaser, the Prichodosh himself holds that on Rosh Chodesh, you shouldn't be finishing after Uva Yoim HaShabbos. That means that the Shlishi, gets the Kohen gets the first three psukim, the Levi repeats the third posuk of the Kohen and elains another two psukim, the Shlishi gets three psukim and he stops before over Yom HaShabbos. And then the Revi, the Prichodosh holds, starts over Yom HaShabbos, and it lanes over Yom HaShabbos, over Rosh Chodshechem. That's how the Prichodosh holds.
You might think he's only
going to get to himself in the next year. Oh, so the Yotzim. Yeah, the Yotzim, so that's B'mokim, the less Breira will do, that Chashash that the Yotzim are going to think, because they'll know that there is only four aliyahs that day, so they'll know that over Yom HaShabbos he'll have to lay in the Brosh HaShechem as well. So he's going to lay in the Brosh HaShechem. I think that's a teretz for that kasha. Yeah, but Be'etzim it is a problem, and the Prichodesh is not choshesh. The Prichodesh is only choshesh for the other way round, finishing at the end of the parsha and not at the beginning of the parsha. The reason in Prichodesh why he's not choshesh for that is not klar. I mean, the Prichodesh is, if you have a look in Mishabura says that Prichodesh is only worried at the end of a parsha of Tupsukim and is not worried at the beginning of a parsha of Tupsukim. But he brings down that Eli Rabba holds that even he shouldn't stop at the beginning of a parsha of Tupsukim. Oh, so we've got Dvaila, we've had three Eitzes. We've got our solution. We've got the solution of the Ramban that the Shlishi should get to Yom HaShabbos and one Pasuk into the Brosh HaChechem. Then you've got the solution that the Kohen gets three Psukim and the Levi gets three Psukim and the Shlishi starts two Psukim, the last two Psukim of Pasha Tobin of Yom HaShabbos. And now there's another solution. Which that solution is done nowadays in many places in Eretz Yisrael, that the Kohen gets four psukim, we'll give him four psukim, and the Levi also gets four psukim, and the Shlishi repeats the last three psukim of the Parsha Satomid, and he lanes also all over Yom HaShabbos. So with this, we've only got one chashash of repeating. We've got no chashash of the Nechnosim and the Yotzim. We've got this Eitzah. And this Eitzah, the Gaon claims, as although stated in the Masechet Sofrim, this Eitzah of repeating the last three psukim for the Shlishi and Leining via Meshabos state in Masechta Sofrim. The Chassam Sofer says in the Gaon, in our Masechta Sofrim it doesn't say. Now the Gaon was Megiel in Masechta Sofrim, and Mela in the Gaon Masechta Sofrim it says. Oh, but we don't have such a Masechta Sofrim. Yeah, if you have a look in Ramban also has got lots of geases in Masechta Sofrim. It seems like it's very unclear what it says in Masechta Sofrim. Oh, but Lemaisa, this Eitzah of repeating the last three psukim of the Parshas Atomet for the Shlishi, Tzai, the Rashbo says this Eitzah, the Ramban says this Eitzah, they've all got this Eitzah, and the Rashbo asks it as a kasha, why don't we do it? Oh, but Lemaisa, the Gaon says, that's what we should do, and I think it's a Meiri as well, which says this Eitzah. The Meiri says this Eitzah, or the Maisa, the Mishabura finishes off as, don't touch our minig hakadmonim, and it brings down a loshon on the Ramban. The Ramban gives a whole arichas in the Ramban, tainas on our minig, but the Ramban finishes off with this loshon, and she'ein liga b'mash hunag al apiagoinim. You shouldn't touch it. That's what the minig is. Leave it as this. The Kolshkin, he says, she'ein b'minig shlem mishum issa v'kvashaninu alishana odom b'mnei machlekas. People shouldn't change because of machlekas. But the Maisa, I mean, in Chutzlaret, everybody does like we do. In Eretz Yisrael, there is Minig Yerushalayim, which I think was Meyusad al Pi Hagon. There, the Taka do this Minig Hagro, And I think the Yeshiva's notes will also do this. They've also got Minhoge Agro. And the Kohen gets, I think, the three psukim or four psukim. And the Levi gets finishes off the parsha. And the Shlishi repeats the last three psukim in the parsha. And with all Zeicha Zayin, as this Rosh Chodesh, as Elyon Novi will be here, and will be able to be makriv the Kabbonis, not only be Yotze with the Kriyas HaTorah.
Amen.